The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight, he ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sitting count. Our chair is stacking just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth, she wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I feel a little bit like one of those nature shows. Like when Steve Irwin would do the,
I can't believe what I'm seeing, but this is one of those rare instances where we have a,
and then he talks about some like rare species that you've never seen before. Why, you might ask? Am I trying to do a bad Australian accent? Well, let me tell you. Because this was, guys, one of the rare weekends where the Packers were inactive. Packers sat still, stood pat, bye week, okay? Everybody's off to various corners of the world. And in that weekend, when the Packers didn't even play, somehow they won. They won the weekend. And I am going to let our guy, Joshy, explain the theory behind the Packers not even taking the field this weekend and still winning. Joshy, give me those bullet points.
One, Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions in a game that it took the Texans playing the most incompetent half of football to actually get a 3-point victory. 2, Sam Darnold threw 3 interceptions and barely beat damn Mac Jones out there. 3, the Bears are an embarrassment. They need to blow everything up. They need to sell the team. Caleb Williams, where are you? What are you doing out there? Matt Eberflus, good luck. I hope you have a nice vacation home. Number 4, Aaron Rodgers. Ha! You stink! You stink! I think that's it.
Yeah, but the teams that matter tied you. It's just...
So that's...
They tied.
Chewy. Yes. Can we just take a moment for that brilliant, dramatic that performance?
The Beth and Rodgers was good. Yes.
That was very good. So you're saying that it's not as big a win as Joshy is giving it credit for this weekend?
Mm-mm.
I'd be there with him if the Lions actually lost.
Yeah, the Lions and Minnesota would have had to lose order to be a win.
I think we're seeing Minnesota starting to turn into the pumpkin that we thought they could be with Sam Darnold. I mean, Sam Darnold in particular, turning into a pumpkin in front of our own very eyes, so I'm not as concerned about that. But when Detroit still only has one loss and you're 2 games back, plus don't have the tiebreaker,
yeah.
In order for that to really feel like a win, they'd have had to actually lose that game.
Sure, that makes sense. I do think that there are cracks in the surface. And I think that's what Joshy's kind of grabbing onto and holding tightly to, is that like if Jared Goff can throw a career-high 5 interceptions in the game yesterday against the Texans, what's to stop him from throwing, 3 against an opportunistic secondary for the Green Bay Packers? And do not say to me, Gabe, I can look at, he doesn't even need to talk. He's going to say,
pass rush.
There it is!
Because he was under constant pressure yesterday. He was in constant pressure.
You didn't say the words, but I saw them flashing across your forehead like a neon damn sign. Pass rush. Womp, womp, womp. Pass rush.
Again,
okay.
Was he or was he not, Joshy, under constant duress last night, leading to the 5 interceptions, despite 0 sacks? They were getting in his face, rushing decisions, and that's why he threw 5.
He was under constant duress. The thing for me that made it feel like a pseudo victory despite them not actually losing was that team to me felt impenetrable up until this point. Like, they have the one loss, but that felt fluky. I mean, Jared Goff was throwing as many touchdowns as incompletions for a point in the season. Like, this was the first time you kind of poked a hole in, there's something here. That defense showed cracks. The run defense is still great. Joe Mixon ran it 25 times for 1.9 yards per carry, but there's some holes in this team. And it doesn't feel as daunting as it did maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I think that's fair.
But the kryptonite seems to be something we don't have a recipe for.
So it's not a letdown game?
What? We don't matter to Detroit, Chew.
They had a big win.
Oh, but we don't matter to Detroit. How could it be a letdown
game? So who's on the list now? We got Cincinnati.
Yep.
We have San Francisco.
Correct.
And we have Detroit.
Yeah.
And who's next?
I just assume Chicago perpetually.
But you know what the nicest thing was? because I was blasting them as much as Gabe, but they can't get to me because I have no social media.
Okay, do we need to explain what we're talking about here?
I was gonna say, let's
tease it. An exit ramble. Okay, we'll tease it for later on.
Okay.
But apparently, Gabe's mentions were ablaze this past weekend.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Can I just say something else as we're teasing ahead to a segment that we do plan on talking about as the show rolls on? Chewie doesn't even call the one guy by his name in the entire clip I watched. The other brother is what he kept saying.
Also, like, it's Amon St. Brown. There's no Ra. Chewie forgets it every time.
What do I call him?
Amon St. Brown.
Instead of Amon Ra St. Brown.
What's the real one?
Amon Ra.
Oh, okay. Is his brother the same?
Equinemius.
I mean, that one you're never
going to
get.
No.
Hold on. I am so confused.
The last name is St. Brown.
Only took 7 minutes.
The first name is Amon Ra.
Oh, I thought it was hyphenated. Ra.
Yeah, it is hyphenated, but that's part of the first name. But that's part of the first name. Yeah, there's 4 words, 2 names.
So what am I supposed to call him?
Amon Ra St. Brown.
Amon Ra, that doesn't flow. That's why I don't do it. It doesn't flow.
The brother you can refer to as EQ. That one's easier.
But he played for the Packers for a few years. So.
Equinemius?
Yeah.
Where's the Ra?
There's no Ra. Because it's not part of the last name.
So why hyphenate it?
The hyphen is between the Amon and the Ra, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
It's not the Ra, the Ra and the St. Brown?
Did you think their last name was Ra St. Brown?
I thought they had a hyphenated name.
Oh, Mom was Ra and Dad was St. Brown.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it's just the one son. And I do believe the son is sort of a thing there, isn't it? Isn't Amon Ra? Isn't Ra like
so? That's his first name.
Amon Ra.
Where's the hyphen?
Between the Amon and the Ra.
I've never
so
seen
the
that.
N in the R, well, if you want to get very specific.
Because you don't read.
I've never seen that. I've only seen it on the back end.
So you haven't seen the hyphenated first name?
No. Have you?
I'm struggling to think one of one off the top of my head, so no, I guess I would be, it is unique, I will say that.
I wonder if people out there are buying Joshy's theory that this weekend was a win for the Green Bay Packers, even though they didn't play. And it was a bit of a wild week in the NFL, but I think we are focusing specifically on the Lions' close game to the Texans last night. The Vikings, woof! As somebody who chose the Vikings -3.5 as their best bet of the weekend, going up against the Jaguars.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
On the best bet hitting.
I did squeak that one out, didn't I? I did use Chewy's phrase, horseshoe up the hinder, with the guys on the text line. Although, Joshy, I feel like you didn't know what that meant, did you? That was an old Jen, Gabe, and Chewy reference.
Oh, I knew that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yes, got very lucky on that one. So, Joshy's referring to the fact that the Vikings look like doo-doo. The Lions look the most susceptible that they have looked all season long. The Jets and Aaron Rodgers, LOL, LOL. And the Bears, who happen to be the Packers' opponent this upcoming weekend, guys, what is going on in Chicago? Have they just quit? Have they just decided, we're not doing this anymore? Nope. Until you change our leadership, until you give us a coach who we think can actually lead us to some victories, we're just not playing anymore? Because that's sort of what it looked like, Gabe, this weekend.
Yeah, it kind of felt that
way. And last weekend, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, ever since the Hail Mary, this team has looked bad.
I don't like this game, though.
Bad.
Where I used to really like it.
Chewie, this team's just bad.
I'm just saying.
The only way I'd get a little nervous is within the next 2 hours, they come out and they fired Matt Eberflus.
So, who's their backup? Because they're talking about making a change.
They're not going to put in...
It's Bajent.
It's also still Tyson Bajent?
Yeah.
They're not putting in Tyson Bajent.
Is it Tyler?
Tyson.
Oh, Tyson. Yeah. Well, just goes to show how relevant he's been.
Is it Williams? That's terrible.
I mean, he's a rookie, right? Like he's
but so is Jaden Daniels, and so is...
Well, but again,
so
every rookie...
So was CJ Stroud last year.
Yeah, but just because... Every rookie, if you're not great in your rookie year, like I think it's the leadership. It's the offensive coordinator. It's the offense that they run. It's their head coach. It's probably even the management that just decided to botch this whole situation. This is a team that's playing bad and is only getting worse.
I don't think the problems are absent, Caleb. He is part of the problem as a rookie QB, but the circumstances around him seem to certainly be the bigger problem.
I mean, they have talent.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
their two tackles were out, but I mean, still...
I mean, DJ
Moore can come up with a game plan with a guy who's been here for 13 days and win the game. Is it that? Well, and they should have fired Eberflus last year.
Correct.
You know, with the number one pick coming in, they should have cleaned house. But you know what? That's their problem. They should really start thinking just like, you know what? I just want to win. Just be a closet Packer fan.
What's the strategy there then? Whatever you think you should do, don't do it. Do the opposite. Should it be like a bizarro world for the Chicago Bears?
What would the Packers do? That's how they should live their lives.
WWPD.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I would just purge their whole front office, the Packers, except Goody.
Wait, I'm just thinking of a marketing thing that we could do. Do you think we could make bracelets in blue and orange, write WWPD on them, and hand them out at the game this upcoming weekend?
Here's the thing.
People wouldn't know what WWPD stands for. We would.
They'd figure it out, I think, quickly enough. Packer fans wouldn't wear something that's that blue and orange.
I'm saying we're giving it to the Bears fans. We're handing them out at Soldier Field.
Well, I mean, you would wear it if we made it in green and gold.
I'd wear it in Bears colors. I'm still taunting them. I'm picking on them. I'm making fun of them. I'm pointing at them and saying, you guys are bad at this. We should probably like take out an ad but or what's something.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over.
Ooh, could we afford, if we pool our money together,
a billboard?
I was going to say an ad on the Bears radio network because ESPN 1000, our sister station, carries the Bears games.
Yeah, we own it. So
can we afford an ad? Can we afford an ad during the Packers Bears game on ESPN 1000?
Should we WWPD? I mean, you can't make that authoritative decision. You've got to call your wife and see if she'd be willing to pony up the dough. We got to do something. I do think that a billboard outside of Soldier Field that says WWPD would be hilarious. And if people are like, what does that mean? What do you mean, what does it mean? What would Packers do? What would the Packers do in this situation? That's how the Bears brass should handle all of their big decisions going forward. And yet, Chewy, you're worried about the Bears game?
I just don't like... I mean, I know they're a bad team, but this is going to be their Super Bowl. Eberflus is coaching for his life.
I thought he was coaching for his life this week.
His life is already dead.
No, I know, right? But...
they had 142 yards against the bleeping Patriots.
You just know how this crap works out. Now, I'm still picking him to win, but it's not going to be as pretty as one would think.
I mean, they didn't even stand a chance against the damn Patriots.
Chewy, they scored 3 points.
No, I know.
The game was over
at
halftime.
It's bad. I agree.
I think the Packers
should try and
score 50.
But coming off of buys and stuff like that, you're not as quite as sharp, and we all know goofy things happen down there. I'm just saying, I think it's going to be a tighter game.
I contend
than you think.
The Packers could win by 3 scores if they played only 10 guys on both sides of the ball.
Man down? Yes. They're playing a man down on both sides?
We'll willingly tie an arm behind our
and
back.
And they win, they're 21?
They're going to win by 3 touchdowns.
I don't like that. I don't know. Chewy, that's making me uncomfortable, if I'm being honest. That's poking the Bears a little bit.
The Packers are favored by 6.
Okay. I'm just saying. I'm picking them to win. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, what's it going to be? 3-2
But I'm trying
again?
To think of a score.
So you're trying to both sides this thing?
Pretty much.
I was explaining to Dario yesterday what you do with the scores, because Dario was like, I was pretty right about that. I said, okay, Chewy. He goes, what do you mean? I go, Chewy's the guy who tells us that he won the score prediction when he didn't come even close to the score prediction, but the margin of victory was similar to what the margin of victory in the game was.
I picked the game to be 3-2. I win because they won by 2. My difference was 1. Right. So
I think that's more impressive than saying 31-21. It is. The margin isn't as big. It's all about margins.
Yeah, we know how you operate.
Yeah.
In that specific instance, you would flip it around if you were on the other side of it. But I think what you're doing right now is you're trying to both sides it the best you can. So 1 week from today, Josh is forced to play the Chewy is Right drop.
Yeah.
Do you think Potawatomi would operate that same way? You think if I walked over to Potawatomi and tried to place a bet and said, Chewy rules, right?
I imagine Chewy going to the window with his ticket that's a loser and just pulling this one.
Yeah, I think I won.
I had a hand just like that before. I didn't win.
Because I win.
That's true.
Well, I was close.
We did pull that drop just for Chew.
So you guys aren't worried at all?
No, I'm not. Okay, hold on. I'm not in Josh's camp of they're going to win by 3 touchdowns playing 10-man football. No, I'm not there. That's insulting. It's still an NFL team, so we have to be conscious of that. But I'm also not in the camp of the Bears are going to win this game. So I'm somewhere in the middle.
I'm nervous in the sense that I would be nervous for every game in any team can win on any given Sunday. But when you go into a game in 2024 favored by 6 points on the road, no, I'm not. when I've watched the Bears, what they've done since that, they've completely fallen apart since the Hail Mary chew. Like, yes. to their credit, they played and should have won against Washington, who has played very well this year. And it seems like the Hail Mary broke them. Because that's how bad they've been since then. Shoot,
but it's all coaching. It's all coaching. Because there is talent there. It's all coaching.
Sure, but they can't move the ball consistently. But I don't know if the talent's given up. I mean, I'm not following the Bears that closely to know. But when you've scored 12 points in the last 2 weeks, you've lost by 20 points and 16 points. You've lost by 36 the last 2 weeks. You're just... You lost by... You scored 3 points at home against the New England Patriots.
I'm just saying.
At home.
I mean, look at Arizona now. Arizona, when they played Green Bay a couple weeks ago, were a joke. They were probably high 20s in the power rankings, which is where the Bears are, and they righted the ship. Right?
Yeah, but they didn't lose to the Patriots at home.
Did you just imply the Bears were going to right the ship?
He did.
Yeah.
What's their record?
Think about that.
What's their record?
Right now, they are 4-5.
So, are they done?
Kind of feels like it. Because they
haven't. You got to put a caveat there, though. I think you got to put a caveat of barring a head coaching change.
That's not going to happen.
I mean, if we, even with a head coaching change, that gives them a temporary boost. I mean, only one team in NFL history has made the playoffs after changing their coach in the middle of the season.
I'm not saying make the playoffs. I'm just saying he said turn it around.
Well, turning it around would be making the playoffs. Otherwise, you're not turning it around.
The headline, just having a winning record.
The headline is Bears to consider changes after offense sputters. Is that the OC?
OC. Yeah.
You can read.
Yeah, that's Shane Waldron.
I thought that would be quarterback.
No,
God,
that is their OC.
Just a horrible
that's their OC because Eberflus was asked specifically about the offensive coordinator and Shane Waldron, who is their OC, and he left the door open to it yesterday.
800-990-3776.
They haven't played a division game yet.
Got a lot of things happening this morning. Joshy feels like even though the Packers didn't play this weekend, it was a winning weekend for the Green Bay Packers. Do you agree with that sentiment? Do you agree with that logic? 800-990-3776. Meanwhile, percolating over here on the corner is Chewy saying that he's worried about the Bears game and thinks they will win, but it will be closer. Correct. Thank you very much for clarifying. Thinks the Packers will win, but it will be closer than a lot of people think because the Bears are what? Like a wounded animal? Like you got to worry about them kind of lashing out, scratching you across the face or something? What do we got?
It's a must win for Eberflus. I mean, now if he gets blown out by Green Bay, then they fire him.
Yeah. Right? I mean, honestly, I think the Bears are, if they get to 6 wins, I think they should be happy.
There would be two more.
Their schedule's brutal.
That's true.
Hardest remaining schedule.
Packers, Vikings, Lions, Niners, Vikings, Lions, Seahawks, Packers.
So you're banking on that they've already quit?
Yeah.
They've already mailed it in.
I think so.
And there are signs of it. When your leading receiver, your best receiver, walks off the field in the middle of a play.
That's what I'm saying.
He did some of that again this week.
Did he?
Just stopped running routes, kind of looked around.
I bet they're glad they paid him. The hell? It's a matter. You know what? It ain't that hard.
Well, you want to know something, Chew? And you, we got to get to break. Yeah. Let me percolate on something. Let me marinate on something during the break. Let me see if there's any consistency or any like dovetailing between what happened with the Bears and maybe what has happened with the Packers in the past. I will think about that during the break, and we'll get back to it right after this.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, the Jewelry Center is the only place to go for that ring. It's the best place to shop for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee for a reason. It's what I did. I didn't know what my now wife exactly wanted, but you can go to a Pinterest board, see if she's got any ideas there. Take that to the helpful team at the Jewelry Center, and they're always going to point you in the right direction because, A, the Jewelry Center has options, whether you're looking for naturally mined diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, whatever you're in the market for when it comes to an engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has it. But the helpful team at the Jewelry Center, whether you go to Brookfield, Greenfield, or in Burlington, always going to be able to help you and point you in the right direction to make that dream ring come to life. Check out the online inventory, shoptjc.com, and when you head to the Jewelry Center, make sure you tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the one thing you say almost weekly here on the show?
Less eat.
Try again.
I don't know.
What's the one thing you've got?
Big boobs.
You've got time.
Oh, time.
You've got time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
We got there.
Took off. I needed a few more hints.
Yeah. That's Dave's fault.
On 94.5 ESPN.
ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, Brandon in the 918 says, Chewy is uncomfortable because he has no faith in Green Bay.
No, that's not true. I don't have faith. I just want to see them start heading in the right direction. I haven't seen that yet. And it's getting close to when they need to do that. Now, Joshy, I'm saying you look at this as a win because you're seeing chinks in the armor.
Correct. That is exactly what I'm saying.
Which is, yes, I agree, but yep. I don't think that raises to the level of a win.
Yeah, I mean, a loss would have been nicer. If the
a loss would have been a win.
If the Texans didn't put together, as I said, one of the worst halves of football I've ever seen, all they had to do was score like any point in that second half, and they would have had a much better chance. But five interceptions for a guy who was being talked about MVP, that's gone. That's not going to happen, even if they keep winning. You can't do that on national TV and win an MVP. Just not going to happen. It's
tough for people to forget that one. Just walk away.
So what are you expecting this weekend?
I mean, I'm expecting a resounding victory, and if Matt Eberflus isn't fired, him probably getting fired. Like, their team's quitting on them.
So what if it's a 17-14? Where are you going to be?
That I'd be disappointed.
Okay.
But a win's a win.
But you have? Do you get a discount for rivalry games?
What do you mean?
Like, a discount for rivalry games?
But you know what I'm saying. Like, rivalry games are different.
Sure.
The other team should be playing harder.
Yeah,
and
I see what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? They kind of go out the window.
I mean, but historically, this game is like it is a rivalry, but the scores aren't rivalry scores most of the time. Like, it's kind of.
That's why Roger said, we own you. I've always owned you my whole career.
You know, I mean, maybe it's something like Philly and Dallas was. We're like, at the half, like, Philly, it was a one score game. It was 14-6.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
And then Philly just blew the doors off of Dallas in the second
half.
But
the difference with Dallas and Chicago is Chicago has talent. They have talent. They have talent.
Okay, so let's talk through that, Chewy, because what is the difference then? And I know you're going to say coaching.
Yes.
But the problem is these guys aren't left to their own devices on the field. No matter how talented you are, no matter how many national championships you played in or you're the number one overall pick and whatnot, you still have to follow the play chart, right? You still have to follow the playbook. And so if the coach is not calling good plays, it's not like these guys can go... I'm thinking of like a scene from a movie, and I'm not going to be able to nail it down right now. But you can't just like go, we're not doing that. Oh, I know, like Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues.
Thank you. That's exactly what my brain
was about
to
say. I was waiting to see if you would get there yourself.
You can't just Varsity Blues this thing, Chew, where the quarterback just starts calling the plays on the field, and he's like, bleep that guy.
I agree. I agree, but that's why you have to fear a coach. Because any coach that allows the player to walk off the field in the middle of a play, I'm suspending his ass. You know, and Eberflus is a puppet. That's it. He doesn't know how to run a team. You know? I mean, look at Jair. Goes out as a captain, right? Nothing to do with the game. Stupid. What'd they do? Suspend him.
Yep.
That had nothing to do with the game.
Correct.
Not inside the game.
Well, and
like the idiot that was celebrating in the Washington game and drawn with the fans and gets beat. Suspended. You're not playing one game. That crap cannot happen because, like I said, once Eberflus loses the play, it's done. You're not getting them back. Once you lose a locker room, bye-bye.
Well, and so I brought that up to Gabe in the break because where my brain immediately went to was the Jair Alexander Joe Barry thing and how Jair made it very clear that he did not agree with the scheme that Joe Barry was running. Now, did he walk off the field? Was it that demonstrative? No, but we were aware that he had issue with the way he was being used in the defense, the way the defense was attacking opponents. And Gabe, I was saying, we didn't love that Jair named himself a captain, but the team punished him for that. Like, this didn't feel as contentious as we're starting to see around the DJ Moore thing. I am seeing David Dunn weigh in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. DJ Moore is catching a bad rap for that play. He actually did the right thing, stepping out of bounds. Once he realized he was out of bounds, he proceeded to stay out of bounds, knowing he can't be the first person to touch the ball, which would have nullified the play. So him staying out was the correct move, even though it looked the way it did. What was that, Joshy?
No, he didn't. Other players have also done the same thing and then waved at their quarterback and said, I'm not eligible. What you can do is if he completes a pass, he'll block. You could do anything. You can distract defenders. Walking off the field and sitting on the bench.
And going
before,
right to the bench and sitting.
Before the play's over is not the right move.
Yeah.
No matter how they try and slice it.
Defend them all you want. Stupid.
But, I mean, it was It was contentious, Jen, after the whole captain thing. But the Packers nipped it in the bud. They nipped it in the bud, and they suspended him. And it was pretty contentious. Because I mean, during that week, okay, how's Jair going to handle this? Is he going to be okay with being suspended? Is he going to take accountability? And he did. And Jair has not been an issue since that moment. Because the Packers, hey, we're suspending you. They came together. They came to an understanding, and they were able to move forward with it, to Chewy's point. And I just... It seems like this team has completely quit because there's no, to Chewy's point, this team does have a talented roster. There's no reason you should be losing by 20, and there's no reason you should be losing 19-3, racking up less than 150 yards to the Patriots at home.
But I also think it is important for us to remember that the Packers were not the best version of themselves the last time we saw them on the field either, right? Like there were a number of things that we wanted them to clean up, hoping that the bye would be the balm to that issue. And I don't necessarily know why we would feel confident until we see them out on the field. Of the things that we talked about, of the penalties, and I mean, what is the thing that you are most confident is going to look different this week against the Bears? Is it that Jordan Love is not going to throw an interception, potentially a pick six? Is it that they are not going to have all of the penalties that they had? What was the other thing? I'm missing one thing, because those things came in threes. There was one other thing in the game.
Drops.
It was the drops.
Drops, yes.
Of those three things, what one are you most confident isn't going to show up against the Bears when they play this weekend?
Interceptions.
Yeah, I think that's the
because
easiest
they should be telling Jordan, like, you don't do too much. You don't need to. We're just going to give you good balance between run and pass, play action. They have a good defense, even though they're not playing very good against the run. Just put him in positions just to make plays and not do too much. And I think they'll do that. But it just scares me every time you go into the Bears. The Bears organization wins more ugly games than any other in the NFL.
Oh, sure.
They win ugly, you know? Blocked kick, return for a touchdown, something stupid, tip ball, you know? It's always goofed. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, but again, like, I'm just... Unless they fire Eberflus, this is trending towards a team that's absolutely quitting on their coach. And I don't think that...
Yeah, there are signs.
I don't think that they're suddenly going to, hey, let's rally around Flus because we're playing the Packers this week.
I mean, this is not like... no name comes to... This is not like Bryce Young in Carolina, where you have no talent to throw to.
Yeah.
And Caleb Williams is supposed to be this generational type player. So it's in there. It's just the coaching is just terrible. I don't know. It's not that hard. It shouldn't be that hard. But like I said, there's a lot of bad coaches in this league.
Gabe, how are you feeling about the game this weekend?
I feel very confident. I don't think that the Bears are a very good team. I think that this is an important, you know, second half of the season for the Packers, and it's going to be a nice little kind of stepping stone to kind of launch into that second half. If Jordan, you know, cleans up the interceptions, I think it's going to be something that you're going to be able to build off of. I am not looking at how this Bears team has played. I mean, again, I'm not at Josh's point yet. I'm not saying, hey, let's throw out at 10. Would I be curious to see the result on a couple of plays? Sure. But look, I think that the Bears are trending in a very, very bad direction, and the Packers are going to be hitting the ground running coming out of the bye.
800-990-3776. Of the things that you saw the last time you saw the Packers play, what is going to be the thing that they get cleaned up this weekend against the Bears? The guys are saying the interceptions by Jordan Love, that is the easiest to clean up. I wonder if the interceptions and the drops sort of go hand in hand. If we believe that the interceptions and the drops were sort of maybe related to Jordan Love still being hampered by that groin injury, maybe we do see the guys, because it's, you know, you got Jordan working on his accuracy, making sure he's putting it where only his guys can get it, and you've got those guys working on securing the football. Maybe the drops, you see a strong drop in the number of drops when they play the Bears this weekend. Let us know. We'll put that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Okay, we got to get to this situation, this hornet's nest that y'all got us involved in this weekend. I wasn't here, so I'm just kind of doing this secondhand.
So it's kind of your fault.
I'm learning about this. It's my fault because I wasn't here.
Well, correct. You went to the store and left me and Gabe at home, and then you decided to go to the gym, which was a mistake. You should have just went to the store. So it's kind of your fault.
You can be trusted for the store duration.
Yeah,
you can't be trusted for the store plus gym duration.
Not our fault.
We'll get into that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Want to tell you about my friends over at Professional Construction, Inc. in Waukesha. Anytime we have a home remodeling project, guys, guys, you know who we go to. It's PCI. Maybe you're thinking about building a new home or a home addition or a remodeling project. The PCI team is here for you just like they have been here for Dario and myself anytime we need help with a home situation. They operate a family-owned company. They build relationships in addition to doing exceptional work on your project. So, if you're interested in a home remodel, a home addition, or building a new home, check out my friends over at PCI Professional Construction Inc. Their website is simple. It's professionalconstructioninc.com, professionalconstructioninc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, I mean, very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I left the kids home alone on Friday. And you guys put us right in the crosshairs of the Detroit Lions fan base. I think, to be fair.
And I didn't know they had that many fans, to be fair.
Okay, now you're doing it again.
We're doing what? I didn't. If I knew there were more than four of them, like, maybe we would have.
You're being an antagonist is what you're doing.
Look, if they've got a problem with the facts.
I'm familiar with this because I have children, so I know how this works. Gabe is absolutely being an antagonist right now. So while I was gone, how do you want to handle this, Josh? You want to play the sound of Chewy and Gabe on Friday getting into it? Like, how should we tell our loyal listeners what we're into?
The sound is over 4 minutes long.
Oh, jeez.
It was a segment.
So it was a long-ranging thing. Basically, the things that were said that people seem to really hone in on are saying it wasn't sustainable, bringing up achievements of the past, and the Packer, and that basically trolling. That we were getting trolled and we didn't notice.
Okay, so hold on. So the way I follow it was, the St. Brown brothers have a podcast. And on the podcast, they called Packers fans delusional, saying that every year they go into every season thinking that the NFC North is just theirs for the taking, which it has been. Like, let's just stick with the facts here. Let's fact checker this thing for a minute. That's basically how it has worked, it feels like, for the last decade. So, sorry about it, but that's why Packers fans go into every season feeling like they've really got a good shot of winning the division.
All right, so far, you guys, I don't understand why you would be mad at us, because it seems like you're on our side.
Correct. No, I'm not mad at you for that. Okay. Well, there's a couple of things in the clip that I watched. One was this guy referring to Equanimeous as the other brother for the duration of the clip.
In fairness, when one's an all-pro and the other doesn't have a catch,
the one played for the Packers!
In fairness, I think he had like 300 yards one time.
So you're saying barely?
Yeah. Like, he was here, sure.
That he earned a paycheck.
Yeah.
He got a paycheck. Is what I think we're trying to say. So then the St. Brown brothers retweeted our segment, your segment. You know what? I'm going to keep distancing myself from this thing.
Even though it seems like you're doing what he's doing. You're trying to both sides this thing.
No, but we didn't say anything that wasn't true. Because I think we threw the Bears in there too. Look, the Bears had a little blip there with Sexy Rexy.
Yep.
And Kyler, and then they stink. They stink, right? We know we're going to be good, but that doesn't mean we're not going to have blips. We have little blips and then right the ship. The problem is they have
blips the other way. It's the inverse. Their blips are good, and then they go back to being bad.
Like, what's wrong with that? History has told us that. There's nothing wrong with that. You're good right now. But you're going to suck in 4 years.
So the St. Brown brothers retweeted your guys' comments, the clip that we put out on social media saying, thanks for the endorsement or thanks for the engagement or thanks for listening sort of thing. I don't know. Which then put it on the radar of the Lions fans who jumped in Gabe's mentions. Now, as Chewy said earlier today, couldn't get to him because Chewy doesn't have social media. That's on purpose. That's intentional. Sorry about it, Gabe. So, Gabe, give us a little sampling of what you heard this weekend from Lions fans.
This is one of my favorites. Timu, Matt Patricia, and Assface just proved Amon-Ra's point. I don't know who's who. I think I'm supposed to be Timu, Matt Patricia, and Chewy's Assface. But it might be the other way around. I'm not sure. I think I'm Timu Matt Patricia because I have the beard.
Who's Timu?
We do not have time for this conversation.
So we've got that one. What else?
There's
we have
a lot
here?
Of these we can't use because they're using words that are not only allowed to be said on the radio, not allowed to be said in like culture now. They're words we don't.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there's some really bad ones.
I've got one here.
Okay.
Aw, did your little feelings get hurt, boys? They threw out the word delusional and you're all up in your feelings. You lost 3 straight home games and now you act like this? Time to grow up, fellas. New boss in town.
You want to see our rings?
I wouldn't make it 5 seconds listening to that squawk voice that emits from this guy, let alone think he's got any clue on this take at G9till16. So that's at me. Cheers. He made sure at the end to tag me, so that's we know he's talking about
me. To be
fair,
Gabe, if I had been here, I would have been squawk voice. So.
I like when they get creative because some are just, who cares what these dumbasses think?
Yeah, they're boys. But how would they get to me? Would they have to write a letter? I'm not going
to
read it.
Well, I was about to say, that wouldn't even get to you either. That would like get through me first, and I'm not going to give you a hateful vengeance letter.
Sorry. I didn't even know what a mention was. I'm like, who mentioned what?
Yeah, that was a fun part of our text exchange this weekend of the guys explaining to you how that all went down. Let's see. It was like, what mention, who mention, what's a mention?
What are you on right now? Twitter?
Yeah, I'm trying to scroll through all the good ones here on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, literally the question was, what are mentions? ? From Chewy. Gave us a good laugh this weekend. So I didn't realize that you guys saying Packers fans have every right to be quote unquote delusional. I would argue that like the evidence is there, guys.
Yeah.
If there is evidence to believe that a trend will continue, that's not delusional. That's just using the data to come up with a conclusion. And I would say that most arguments would say that that's how you do it. That's what you do. You take the data points, which are that the Green Bay Packers have won the division many years. One of the points that you had made was Matt LaFleur's record in the division, which was why you felt so strongly about, even if the Packers got off to a clunky start, even if the Lions were, you know, having the season that they're having, the Packers are never out of it. And we have talked on this program about buffoon franchises and non-buffoon franchises. Whether you like it or not, other fan bases, the Packers are not a buffoon franchise. They make sound decisions in personnel, in coaching, in play calling for the most part. The one thing that you could attack them for is saying that maybe at times they have stuck too long with guys who clearly are not the right fit, whether that's at the quarterback position or whether that's at the defensive coordinator position. That's the one thing that you can point to and say, but I guess I would rather have loyalty be my flaw than some of these other things that other franchises are doing, Gabe.
Green Bay fans have been delusional for decades. The fact they said the Lions would only win for a couple of years, the Packers will always be good, is exactly why Packers fans are delusional. St. Brown living rent-free in their heads.
Well, that's interesting because didn't St. Brown wear the sweatshirt that said Green Bay sucks?
Yeah, but he doesn't think about the Packers.
Well, somebody thought about him. Somebody made a sweatshirt.
Well, yeah, but the reason why it wasn't Green Bay sucks instead of Green Bay sucks, because he didn't have a space between Green Bay, he made it one word. Apparently the reason for that is because he doesn't think about the Packers. He doesn't care about the Packers.
He doesn't think about them enough to spell it correctly, but he thinks about it enough to make a sweatshirt and wear a sweatshirt while he's headed into the game. I don't follow that logic.
Yeah, no, look, I'm right there with you. But again, you tread lightly because these are the same things that I said. And, you know, if Lions fans, you know, get a hold of this segment, they're going to be coming up in your mentions as well.
Again, Chewy's the only one who's immune. It's because Maddie put it out there on social media. Hi, Maddie.
She did ask for permission, and I said, throw him to the wolves. I endorse this, so I will take 50%.
Wait, whose side are you on here?
I'm on Chaos's side. You having to have to turn off your mentions. This one feels like one Chewy would like. It's something he would say. These turds are soft as Charmin.
Kind of like that. I respect that.
Your ghost account?
I'm just looking at winning seasons, though.
All right, what do you
over
got?
The last
research
30
guy?
Years, 96, 5-11, 9-7, 5-11, 8-8, 9-7, 2-14, 3-13, 5-11, 6-10, 5-11, 3-13, 7-9, 0-16,
Two. Yeah, you guys got a hell of a franchise over there. 2-14, 6-10. Ooh, they went 10-6. 4-12, 7-9. 11-5, 7-9. I mean, just match them. Who's your daddy? Am I right or wrong?
Well, so that's what I think is very interesting, Chu, because yes, in order to be a formidable team, in order to gain a reputation as being a top team in the league, you can't just catch lightning in a bottle. It has to be consistent.
Yes.
It has to be year in and year out. That is the sign of a top franchise. Can they turn it around? Can they start making decisions? Have they? Probably. It is likely. But one season last year of being in the NFC Championship game does not a dynasty make.
No. No, it's a flash in the pan, actually. You know? That's why it's just like, all right, prove us differently. When this run is over in 2 or 3 years, show that this is sustainable. Because it certainly has
been.
Well,
and I think that goes back to the point that Joshy made at the beginning of the show, guys, which was watching Jared Goff last night pumpkin his way through that game to the tune of 5 interceptions was sort of a sign that, hey, this has always been a possibility, guys. Now, we have talked with the Packers about bad team or bad game. Maybe, just maybe, it was a bad game. And he never shows those colors again as the season rolls on.
We need a stronger word for bad game. Because if we're sitting here hand-wringing, and understandably so, over Jordan Love's interception total, which sits at 10, which, yeah, again, it's a lot of interceptions. When somebody throws half of that in a game, it's more than a bad game.
I know, Detroit, and we liked you. You were our favorite in the division.
Yeah.
You were our favorite. We hated the Bears and we hate Minnesota. Don't make us hate you. We kind of like you. I mean, we don't want you to win, but we kind of like you.
Add to that, we've had enough of your bleep GB Packers. Sterling Sharp in the corner of the bleeping end zone. Aaron Rodgers, Hail Marys. No, bleep that. It's our time. Go Lions.
Maybe. Maybe. We will see at the end of the day.
Packer fans are confused because they think Gutekunst is a great GM.
Done pretty well. I mean, record over the last handful of years. When's the last time we had a losing record?
The Packers?
Yeah.
Well, was it 21?
Yeah. 22 Rodgers last year.
Let me ask you this, guys. As I'm hearing this, here's what I love about sports. I love the passion. I love the vitriol that lives under passion. I love that. But what I'm starting to see, guys, is this is a rivalry. Like, for years and years and years, the biggest rivalry in the NFC North was always Bears, Packers. And then you guys talk about how you hate the Vikings, right? Mm-hmm. The Packers fans have always hated the Vikings. And to your point, Shu, the Lions were just sort of there. It feels to me, as I start to, you know, as we are stoking the fires, as you're seeing this thing kind of go in full blaze, maybe the Lions are the rival now. Are you willing to flip that switch and say that the Lions are the Packers' biggest rival right now? Or is it just this season because they had last year and they're doing so well now?
Yeah, they're our biggest rival now. You know why? Because they're relevant. Yeah. We're always relevant for the most part, right?
Well, yeah. So, really, you could go over the last 30 years and every other team in the division is going to rotate their biggest rival with the Green Bay Packers.
Sure.
Because, like Chewy said, the Packers are always relevant.
There's a reason the Packers have such rivalries with all teams in the NFC North now.
Yeah.
It's because they're the one that consistently are putting up a fight against all those teams.
Yes.
While they become relevant for their short stints, we've seen the Bears do it, we've seen the Vikings do it, the team up against them always seems to be the Packers, doesn't it?
You're right.
Why would that be?
Yeah. So don't hate us. Don't hate us because we're good. But you want to be like us. Strive to be like us.
But that's why they hate us. Because they want to be like us.
But we can change them, can't we? Start working on them a little bit? No.
I don't know. Ass face, can we?
No, question. How would you do that, no social media guy?
Just keep poking the bear.
Call him, like, you're going to pick up the phone and start cold calling like those political people did for the last month or so? Yeah. Can we count on your vote?
I'm not big on delusion, even though they're the ones that called us delusional.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I think it's a good thing.
I do, too.
I think it's a good thing.
Yes.
To have kind of a new... found a new level rivalry, a new fan base that, you know, it. And because, again, we cannot sit here again.
Couldn't
I know
agree
Josh
more. A new fan base.
They're not a new fan base. I'm saying new for the Packers fans to jaw with.
Oh, I thought, I mean,
again, to your point, it wasn't relevant, right? They were just sort of there.
I just want it on the record. That one time you guys went 0-16, I was winning. I was rooting for you to win.
Yeah, so I wanted you to have one. I don't want to see brown paper bags.
You don't want to be 0-16?
Yeah, that was not nice. Yeah. Nobody deserves
that. But if you
that.
Ask the three fan bases what franchise you hate the most, what do you think all three would say?
Packers.
Of course. And Bears, we hate you, but we laugh at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. It's fun.
Craig weighing in saying, don't worry, guys. When Ben Johnson leaves after this season, it will all be over.
It will all be over soon.
Amon-Ra remembers every player drafted before him, but sure, he doesn't think about the Packers. That from Colin in the 414.
That guy, if I have to hear him recite those damn players drafted ahead of him.
Got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much money does he need to make before he forgets that?
There's not enough.
Okay. All right.
The limit does not exist.
Fragile little ego.
It doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you could be dealing with low testosterone, not even realize it. That's what happened with me. When I was doing the morning show, we had just started this up. I was kind of tired, groggy, just didn't feel like myself. Figuring, okay, I don't have the energy throughout the course of the day. I'm waking up earlier in the day. That's got to be it. Well, it turns out my testosterone levels were low. I found out because I started working with Mentality. I now have a customized testosterone treatment plan just for me, and they can do the same for you to give you those energy levels that you had. You can compete at work and sports like you did years ago. So don't wait. Go to lowtusa.com now and book your appointment. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread. Yeah, you want some
sort of
alone.
Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
It's just necessary.
You follow
like, you don't just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN. Last night, she
said, oh, baby, I feel so down. Guys, I want to talk about something important. You. Taking care of your health and appearance is not just about looking good. It's about feeling strong and confident and ready to take on the world. At Quintessa Aesthetic Center, they make it easy for you to do. That's right, you, guys. With experts in advanced skincare, body contouring, and anti-aging treatments, Quintessa is here to help you stay sharp and look your best. Trust me, when you look good, you feel even better, so why wait? Visit myquintessa.com to take the first step towards a more confident you. Reaction rolling in this morning as we continue talking about how the guys got in the crosshairs of Detroit Lions fans on Friday. Dave saying, Detroit is good, not saying they aren't, but their fans and players are getting a little over their skis. Josh, you got to look at the division, conference, and playoff appearances count for the NFC North. Then we can tell the Saint Clowns that we aren't delusional. It's just a matter of fact.
We were talking about this back here. Amon-Ra definitely has it over the Packers right now. They've had success since he's gotten there. But there's one thing that always remains true, especially as Packer fans, is this will come back to bite you. A team with this amount of sustained success for as long as they have had, there are going to be times this comes up after the Packers dominate the Lions. It might not be next year, in a couple years, and it's going to be like, wow, maybe we shouldn't have ran our mouth against the team that is always at the top of the division.
Yeah, that's all we're saying. Enjoy it now, because if I'm a betting man, from what you've shown us in the past, you're not sustainable. It's okay. And everyone wants to knock the king of the mountain, king of the hill down. We're just not buying it. Don't be mad at us.
Nah, they're going to be mad at us.
Mario in the 262 says, dear Lions, if you come for the crown, you better not miss. See you December 5th. Justin says, at least they didn't call Gabe Johnny Raincloud, which he normally is on a Monday. Nice to not have that today. Sheesh, you're never going to shake that, just so you know.
Yeah, I know. And no.
What? Say it.
She's just as negative as I am. She last week.
Guys, we can't break apart.
last week, we were doing a positive only segment.
Look what they're doing.
Positive only segment. And Jen was the one who was negative. I'm just saying.
What did I say?
You're the one who brought up the pass rush.
I can't remember what the stat was.
We were
was,
doing a positive segment, yeah, and you went negative.
And you're like, well, I know this is a positive only segment, yeah, but...
I did find a nugget that felt relevant.
We can't let them
break
us up, guys.
After this year, Johnson and Glenn will leave for other jobs, and it will all be over, LOL. That from Craig in the 443. 800-990-3776. The guys got in the crosshairs of the Detroit Lions fans this weekend. Gabe's mentions were ablaze. Gabe, how many tweets would you say you received off of your... hundreds?
Who could say?
Hundreds?
I mean, literally, I had to mute it because every time I just like put my phone down, I'd come back and it's just like, how many more of these are, I mean, again.
He should have never told me that. He should have never told me.
What?
Because now I'm going to poke the bear knowing he's going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but there's another gatekeeper.
Can you just wait until Friday when I'm not here?
Well, you got Joshie and... And Maddie back there. They're the ones who posted on social media.
Doesn't feel like they're keeping the gate, guys. It feels like they're opening that sucker right up.
The floodgates are open. Just want to be clear.
Gabe was like Jon Snow this weekend when he's standing in the field with the sword. And of course, Gabe doesn't know the Jon Snow reference because he's never seen Game of Thrones. But for all of the rest of the humans out there who have, you know what I'm talking about, right? The deluge of people attacking, and he's just standing there solo with the sword. We roll on right after this. Got to talk about Tyler Henry. Do you know who that is? My babysitter thought it was a musical act, so I'm guessing no. That's next.